Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, the Tankar's Tavern Blog. We are also have a Discord server, a Facebook group, and a MeWe group. We are Borg. We are everywhere. So, tonight, I finally got around to watching Dunkirk. I know. Should have seen this a year or two ago, right? And I finally saw it now. And what struck me about Dunkirk is it tells the story of Dunkirk not from the view of the forest. Okay? It shows you Dunkirk from the view of the trees. Now, a lot of times when we are working out our gaming campaigns, we think of the overarching campaign. We think of the forest. And we see our players, our gaming group, as folks that are going to influence that forest. And what I think we should, in most cases, not all cases, be focusing on is the trees. The individual scenarios within that encompassing, by the way, I'm moving my hands around like I'm Italian, but the focus should be obviously on the players, but they don't always have to be doing world shattering heroics. Their heroics can be very personal. Their heroics can be very here and now, as part of an overarching plot or catastrophe or war or whatever's going on. There's something going on that's driving the story. You're not just going to plop your PCs down in a campaign and say, yeah, you're in a campaign, here's your map, where do you want to go? There's got to be stuff, action going on behind it. It doesn't necessarily have to be war. It could be political intrigue that they know about. It could be more localized. It could be the Bandit King is shaking down the local lords, whatever. And the players can certainly have a part of that, or it can be in the background when they're doing their adventuring, their gaming. Sometimes if you watch other war movies, okay, or especially if you watch war documentaries, I've been watching way too many of those. But if you watch Battle of the Bulge, okay, you step into this huge mess of things. And while it's certainly accurate, I don't know if it's as entertaining for, by the way, that bing in the background, that was a Ken Whitman update that I just got sent to me. Yes. There's Ken Whitman shit going on. And there's also Gil Gygax shit going on. Sometimes it's just too much of this shit. But I digress. Back to Dunkirk and what it is. You're watching the story. Most of these people that you are following, you don't even know the names of. You don't know their names. Yet, they are the story. They are the action. I think that far too often, especially with low-level campaigns, high-level campaigns, your players are, well, their characters are movers and shakers in our world. But when they are beginning heroes or wannabe heroes, when they are young in their adventuring life, just moving their way up there, I think that the focus should be on them and what and their heroic episodes within this larger tapestry. And as they get more powerful, as they go up in level, their place on that tapestry becomes more and more cemented, larger, more influential. They're influencing even in their small bits when they're low in level. I think they can't be missed. But I think some people either start campaigns with giving their players too much information or not enough information. And I think when you start your group out, and I'm going to try to experiment with this maybe after, I guess, after Game Hall Con, maybe I'll start a campaign back up and try to keep it focused, but with other events going on, they're going to hear about it. Now, maybe I don't know if I'm really going to like put together in-game props like, hey, here's a newsletter of what's going on around the world around you. You know, it's a silver issue. Get a new one every session we play. I don't know. It is an idea. Might be too much work, but it is an idea. And it doesn't mean that you're locked into anything anyway. Because remember, if you read the news these days, how much of it is slanted, right? Purposely or inadvertently covering a story from one angle or the other. Wouldn't it be interesting to, you know, you get players, they're hooked for an adventure, and then they encounter another group trying to accomplish the same goal, but brought into it by a different angle. Maybe they have to work together. Maybe they can't work together. Yeah, you see, I'm already causing shit for a campaign I haven't even started yet. Just things like that. And also, Dunkirk, very little speaking. That's interesting, too. That's a whole different type of storytelling. I knew the moment we put it on TV, I told my wife, Rach, I said, we got to turn the lights off, because this is a movie based upon the coloring of that initial scene, the lights. I was like, this needs a dark background. It needs to be dark in this room for this movie to reach its full potential. Some movies aren't like that. But again, I digress. All right, folks. Today is Sunday. Needless to say, both my teams, the Jets and the Giants, got their asses kicked. What can I say? It is the lot of being a New York football fan these days. Jets, Giants, it doesn't matter. They're going to get their asses kicked. All right, folks. On that note, if you listen on iTunes and you would like to get this podcast a rating, give it a review. You want to say it's like NPR until the F-bombs start coming out. Well, I fucking love that shit. Because, yes, this is my... You didn't have to woohoo my fuck, Rach. You can. I'm just... woohoo! There we go. I keep on threatening Rach with putting her on the podcast with me. It'll happen. It definitely happened at Game Hall. But in any case... Oh, yeah. Game Hall. We arrive on Wednesday, October 30th. So if you're going to be at Game Hall, look for the 10 cars. As always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.